This is the Blue and Orange Experience, your official podcast of Morgan State University Athletics. I'm Lamont Germany. This week on the Experience,
ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Wrestling is coming.
Gonna find you.
A scrimmage over the weekend. Wrestling's not coming.
Wrestling is here.
The first question is, how does that feel? That it is on us right now.
Man, it feels great. It really feels good. I mean, before the match, I was like, man, is it really here? I mean, it became so fast.
Hillfield House hosting a wrestling match for the first time in 25 years. It was the Orange and Blue scrimmage. We'll talk wrestling with head coach Kenny Monday about last Thursday night. Morgan's defense continues to do what the Morgan defense does.
Wrapped up and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Big time tackle for loss by E40.
But not enough for the win. Bears fall to North Carolina Central. Morgan basketball, just a couple of weeks from kicking off the regular season. Men's basketball coach Kevin Broda saw his team scrimmage over the weekend.
We're playing well offensively. We just got to get better defensively. Our defensive output today was better than last week when we scrimmaged at Loyola. But, you know, now we got to have carryover because it's for real now.
And this coming weekend, it's championship weekend for cross country.
Coach Hodge, can Morgan, either the men or the women, or maybe both, be competitive and vie for a MEAC cross country championship this season?
Yes.
Coach Neville Hodge and the cross country crew setting their sights on a MEAC championship. And Morgan State University volleyball looking for some home cooking. Back-to-back matches at home this weekend. Morgan volleyball hosting North Carolina Central and South Carolina State. All that and more this week on the Blue and Orange Experience.
Deep ball, down the seam, got a man out there, makes the catch.
Here come the Orange and the Blue.
1, 2, 3, let's go! Knocks down the three ball.
Lined in the right field, all the way to the fence. Rounding second, heading for third.
Who you play for?
First stop on the Experience, the football field. Last Thursday night at home, MEAC opener against the defending champion, North Carolina Central Eagles.
He's going to be dropped. Inside of the 40, the sack attack drops him back.
Looked like Sam Alzheimer got in on the sack that time for the Orange and the Blue. The Morgan defense getting it done. Holding the defending champ scoreless in the first half, not enough. North Carolina Central would win the game 16-10. Coach Wilson determined to figure this thing out.
I think our guys played pretty well for probably three quarters of the ball game. And at the end, I mean, the champion, the proven champion, had found a way to pull it out. You know, we're trying to build that championship culture. And in order to be a champion, you must win, find a way to win it. And we did not find a way to win on Thursday. It was a pretty good crowd, great atmosphere. Two good football teams getting after it. We had some costly turnovers at the end of the game that I think proved to be the difference. Coach Oliver did a great job preparing those guys. Those guys are as advertised, you know, and I don't think we have a bad ball club at all. I think we may have opened up some eyes last Thursday, but once again, we have to find a way to finish.
Up next for Morgan football, on the road this weekend in Norfolk, Virginia, taking on the Spartans of Norfolk State. Hill Fieldhouse hosting a basketball scrimmage this past weekend. Rider University paying us a visit from Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Picked to win their conference this year. Rider and Morgan would battle to a 73-73 tie in the scrimmage. Head coach Kevin Brodus offering his assessment.
No more experimenting, now it's for real. So I like what I see. We got things that we can correct to get better. And, you know, why not play against two really quality programs to help us get ready? Our defense got to get better, and our transition defense got to get better. Once we get that better, you know, our rotations, I think we'll be a force to be reckoned with. But I like what I saw today. I mean, from what we talked about last week, we got better at doing it, and we didn't give up as many points as we did last week. So I like the way we're trending, and, you know, we got everyone healthy. We're trending in the right direction.
offensively as efficient as you want them to be?
Yes and no. I mean, of course, you know, you want better, but I think our offense is clicking on most cylinders. We're scoring the ball. We just got to now make the next pass, share the game with our teammates, and we'll be really good.
As a coach, are they becoming more and more of a team as we get closer to the regular season?
I'd like to think so. I hope so. You know, we'll see, you know, next week or the following week when we go to Arizona, Tucson. I mean, playing a top 10 team in the country. So, you know what, everything will be exploited, which you don't do right. So hopefully we get our stuff right.
As for the Morgan ladies, they're going to open up the season that same night, Monday night, November 6th, at home against Washington at Venice. Sophomore guard Gabby Johnson loving this year's edition of Morgan State women's basketball. And Gabby is convinced that this year's team will not have the end of the season slide suffered by last season's team.
Well, I think what's the difference is, you know, as women in general, we start feeling ourselves every time we're doing good. And that was a lot of part of it, including myself. We all had egos. We all was like, nah, they ain't beating us. We blew them out the first time. You know, the scouts get better throughout the year. The competition get tougher because they want to win the MEAC championship. They want to be that season championships with the MEAC. It was stuff like that. Like, we just stopped buying in. We had practice, and it's just like, we just got satisfied too early last year.
This weekend, championship weekend for cross country. MEAC championship going to be held in Smyrna, Delaware. Morgan cross country coach Neville Hodge firmly believes a championship is possible.
Again, we just basically watch what we do when we get there. Everybody going to come prepared. We're prepared for that too, because like I said, in cross country, then any given day. Every given Sunday, anything could happen. The same kid that we figured in may not be able to get up to the top. That kid might decide, hey, I want to put in the work and show them that I'd be a part of it. So we are going to go there. We're going to war. Like I normally tell the kids when we go to track meets, it's a war. And we're going to fight to the end. And they have been doing pretty good. So I'm pleased with the performance thus far.
Coach Haas has high expectations for both the men and the women. Morgan State Volleyball looking to get back on the winning track. Going to be at home for a couple of matches this weekend at Hill Fieldhouse on Friday and Sunday, hosting North Carolina Central and the Lady Bulldogs of South Carolina State. Time now for the Blue and Orange Spotlight. In the spotlight, history. Morgan wrestling back together again for the first time in 25 years. Blue and Orange scrimmage this past weekend at Hill Fieldhouse. After the scrimmage, we caught up with Coach Kenny Mundy. The first question is, how does that feel, that it is on us right now?
Man, it feels great. It really feels good. I mean, before the match, I was like, man, is it really here? I mean, it came so fast, right? And you get your head down and just, you know, trying to focus on the next day and trying to get the kids situated, trying to get them acclimated, and trying to get them, you know, ready for the season. And you kind of, you know, time just kind of takes off, right? And so, yeah, so it feels good, man. It's kind of surreal to actually be in the moment. But like I told the kids before the match, man, we got to cherish this moment and really not take it for granted, right?
All the preparation, Coach, leading to this moment where you have a competitive environment. I saw you taking notes. Give me your initial observations about how your squad looked, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, the kids look good for where we are this part of the season. You know, I'm a pretty tough coach, and so we had a lot of work to do, of course, and a lot of inexperience showed today. We're a young team, and we got, you know, 95% of our team is freshmen. And so we got a lot of work to do, but overall I felt good. I think the conditioning looked decent for where we are in the season. You know, we got another couple of weeks before we're on the mat, and so, you know, this next week we'll kind of really, and it gives me a good idea of kind of where we need to work overall as a team and then individually. So it's always good to kind of get kids out and in real situation, real life situation, right? Real matches. And so now it's longer practice. So now I got something to really go back and work on.
Coach, who were some of the coaches who coached you, who you may have observed, that you may have borrowed from in terms of Kenny Mundy's coaching style.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over the place, man. I got a little bit of everybody in me.
Okay.
You know, I had great coaches as a kid growing up. Have two older brothers, Mike and Jim, that were really instrumental in my development. My father was instrumental. You know, I think Ernie Jones was my high school coach, and he was a really good coach. And then Tommy Chesbro at Oklahoma State was a good coach. And after that, I had Bobby Douglas. It was at Arizona State. But I've been around some of the best guys that's ever been in the sport. You know, as far as, you know, being around John Smith and training with him, and then his brother Leroy Smith, and Marvin Roderick was a legend at Oklahoma State. Got to be around him quite a bit. And so being around Dan Gable, he coached me a couple times, you know, world teams. And so I've been around a lot of great coaches or either in the room on the teams with, you know, so I've been around, you know, just a lot of greatness. And that's kind of how I developed, you know, just kind of my, you know, just my expertise in wrestling.
Coach, you're not just coaching any old program at any old point in time. This is an historic marker on the trajectory of wrestling.
Right.
What does this mean to your staff, and do your student athletes grasp the nature of what they are embarking on?
You know, I don't think they really do, because I mean it's new, right? It's new, and I think our coaching staff has done a good job of trying to help them live in the moment.
Okay.
And really just try to get the best out of themselves, and really just try to take advantage of every opportunity to experience it. I think our administration has done a good job of helping the kids get acclimated to just student life. Of course, you know, going through the ordeal we went through a couple of weeks ago was pretty traumatic for the kids. You know, no one's ever been through that, so we can't take that lightly. And but the kids had a chance to go home and reconnect with their families and get back to campus, and you know, and campus is safer now. And so, you know, just working through those things and working through that, and I think it's been a good couple of weeks, you know, past you know, that situation. So we're back on track.
Been more than a couple of decades since wrestling's been here at Morgan. How nice was it to have some former wrestlers at Morgan back here for the scrimmage?
It's very good to have them back. It's you know, something that I want to make sure that we recognize, and we keep them around the program, because, you know, kids have got to understand the history and the guys that came before them, and, you know, the guys that, you know, that are still, you know, supporting Morgan State, like John Davis and, you know, Bucky Smith, and he was around, and, you know, just the guys, and, you know, Tyron Logan that was around, he's on staff here, you know, so he helps me. He's been a tremendous help, you know, just getting me acclimated to Morgan State and just being helping me out, you know, around campus. And so it's important to keep those guys around. It really is, man, and I appreciate them being here today.
You, of course, aren't ducking anybody. I'm looking at that schedule,
right,
Coach. It's a it's a very competitive and extremely challenging schedule.
Yep.
Did you feel it important to go ahead and jump into the fire against very good competition?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I'm not ducking anybody. I'm definitely – getting these guys, you know, the best experience I can, you know, for what we have. I think without being in a conference yet, and we're still independent, you know, for us to get to the NCAA tournament, we've got to have quality wins. And so, you know, we can't have a soft schedule and think we're going to get an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament since we're not in a conference. And so we got to hit the, you know, the best guys that we can. And that's how we build as a team. You know, if the kids don't see the best competition, then they don't know how to judge themselves, right, and see where they are and kind of see what they need to work on. So, you know, it's important for us to get out and get the best competition we can.
You alluded to the youth on the team. How competitive can this team be given that very challenging schedule?
You know, that's a million-dollar question. That's hard for me to answer right now just because I really don't know. I don't know how the kids are going to respond. You know, we're going to just put our head down and put the work in, and then just go after the competition, right? And we'll, yeah, Matt, I can better answer that question maybe in a month or so. But right now, we're still young, man. We're still trying to you know, figure out, you know, who's in the lineup. Lineup's not set yet. We got to go through another week of wrestle-offs next weekend, and then we got a tournament that we'll go through before we really kind of solidify our starting lineup.
Obviously, when you're on the mat by yourself, but there is a team part right. to this endeavor. How is this unit coming together as a team?
Man, I love, that's a great question, because I really love, you know, the camaraderie of the team. And one of the things that the guys did, but then that was unbeknownst to me, I didn't even really know from the start, that every kid that I signed, that was a part of the Morgan, those kids kind of brought them into a chat. And so those guys, they were communicating and kind of knew each other before they even came to campus. And so they were actually becoming a team before they got here. And so that was really good to get a head start on, you know, being a part of the team. But now, like I told the kids when we first got to campus, I'm like, we're a team on paper right now. You know, the team will come together as we start to work together, get behind one another, and start pushing each other and really kind of, you know, finding out who we are as a team. And so we're still working through that process.
How important is the team off the mat? I'm talking about the crowd that comes to our home
right.
matches. How much are they important in this team being able to accomplish their best?
Great. I mean, I think it was a pretty good crowd for our first time out.
No right? question.
I think it was. And for an inter-squad match, right? And so now it's important. It's crucial that the kids see, you know, that they're not just wrestling for themselves. You know, they're wrestling for their families. They're wrestling for the student body. Has some good people. You know, Dana was here. The athletic director was here. And so that was good. That's a good sign. And now it's important to have also the community behind us. And we had some kids from Beat the Street Service here watching us and some other people that I've met in the community. And so it's really been good to have those guys being supported.
Got a little while, Coach, before you're going to wrestle somebody in another color jersey.
Right.
What are the priorities between now and then, things you're looking to tweak before you go to Virginia?
Yeah, we got to tighten up some areas of concentration. You know, I think the kids got to do a better job at understanding the situation and a little more effort on top. You know, those guys are, you know, still kind of letting guys up too easy. And so we have a little more effort on top and putting guys – you know, back to the mat, and then working on our turns, and just you know, continuing to wrestle through situations and, you know, positions. And so there's a lot that we got to work on, but I think we got some good time to work on.
Coach, all the way from Tulsa
yep.
to this day,
yep.
the fire is still burning.
Oh yeah,
and I can sense it sitting beside
oh, yeah.
you during the match.
Right.
It seems like your intensity, your
right.
focus, your fire is as strong as it's ever been.
Absolutely, it's growing. You're right. That's good, because it really is. I mean, I feel blessed to be in this opportunity to work with this team and build these guys and show them how to win on this level. But yeah, I mean, that fire is really burning strong, right? And I'm excited and just grateful for the opportunity. Grateful for the opportunity to be in Morgan State.
Coach, I really appreciate you
Thank
taking
you,
the time to
appreciate
talk to
you.
Me.
I'm Lamont Germany. This has been the Blue and Orange Experience.